Pastor Tri Robinson is from Idaho, and he's the subject of a new documentary called Cowboy and Preacher. It's all about connecting our faith and taking care of the environment. Tri Robinson is with us right now. Good morning.
Good morning, Todd. Good to be with you.
Pastor Tri, tell us about what happened to you in your early days of becoming a Christian that really changed the way you looked at how we take care of the environment.
Well, you know, my wife Nancy and I, we came to Christ kind of in the early 70s. We met up here in Idaho, moved back to Southern California to a homestead ranch that had been in my family for four generations, and raised our kids there kind of off the grid. We had spring-fed water and no electricity, and was a school teacher for 12 years and was commuting an hour to the nearest town to teach school. Wow. But it was the heat of the Jesus movement. You know, the thing about the Jesus movement is pretty radical. I mean, when you got saved, you know, you got baptized, and then you're expected to go preach the gospel, like, the next day, you know. It's like, it was just the way it sort of was in those days. And there was a huge commitment made when you gave your life to Christ for the kingdom. And we took that seriously. And 2 weeks after I was baptized, I was smuggling Bibles from Hong Kong into mainland China. And that was right after Mao Zedong's reign there. So it was a scary thing to do, actually.
Wow.
Going into the underground church. But that totally transformed me. We started working with an organization called Open Doors in those days, and they were trying to get the word across, you know, communist borders, one of which was Burma. And so I was asked to go and kind of scout out this group of people called the Karen people. In those days, they were still, they were undergoing ethnic cleansing, and they're kind of on the border of Thailand and Burma. And so with a couple guys, I went up there, and I just got my heart broken for the condition of these people. One of the things I realized was they were, because of the persecution they were undergoing from the communist Burmese, they were pushed into these little corners of the jungle, and they, in order for them to make a, you know, survive and feed their kids, they'd had to slash and burn sections of the jungle and plant rice, and, you know, then the monsoons would come and wash off the top. So, I mean, it just, because they really literally denuded their environment around them, they were put into abject poverty, you know? So that was the first time I really connected an environment that was in decline with humanity and the suffering of humanity. And that was the beginning of ministry for me, actually. And that's just sort of how my Christianity started.
Well, for some reason, we don't connect being a Christian and being an environmentalist together. I mean, how was that for you in those early days?
So as a young evangelical pastor, I mean, it was like taboo to even talk about it from the pulpit. And so we just kind of, you know, a guy like myself who was raised in the mountains and loved the mountains and the wilderness, and we learned to not live, I say, on the land, but with the land. Tried to kind of partner in a sense of keeping things healthy and vibrant. Learned the value of stewardship. And so, but coming then into evangelicalism, and especially in the leadership and in being a pastor, boy, I just kind of parked that, put it in the side, and kind of became a in-the-closet environmentalist. And the problem was, is I raised my kids like that, and they didn't put it in the closet. You know, they were outspoken about it. They challenged me, saying they'd never heard a message from a church pulpit about it. And why not? Because it was all in the Bible so much. And so I went, that challenge took me back into the Word, and I took a green highlighter and started reading the Bible and started highlighting everything that where God commissioned us to care for His creation and all. And it was all the way through the Old Testament and the New Testament as well. So I decided to start preaching about it. Wrote a book called Saving God's Green Earth in 2005, I think it was. And it was kind of almost the first book of its kind.
And you kind of used sort of a new term that I like called creation care. Did you come up with that one?
You know, it was funny. Around the same time I wrote Saving God's Green Earth, I had discovered a small community of like-minded people. Started hanging out with them. Most of them were somewhat radical. Most of them had been somewhat rejected by the traditional church, and had started parachurch organizations as a result. So that name kind of emerged out of, at least in my world, out of that group of people. And it was a little more palatable, you know, for Christians. But I still say that I like to more like say it as it is, that it's really environmental stewardship, because it really is taking care of the earth, and people understand that. Yeah, the creation care is a good term too.
The film is called Cowboy and Preacher, The Life and Times of Tri Robinson, and he's been our guest this morning. Thank you so much, Tri. It's been awesome.
Hey, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.